This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And it is time right now for our newest episode of this program called Senior Moments, which is brought to you by the Leadership Napa Valley class that we heard about last week that has originated a radio program as part of their practicum project. Let me introduce a couple of guests who are with us now. We have Ara Silva and Salvador Nunez, who are both with the CARE Network. Good morning to you two.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for being here. Ara, will you get us started and tell us what the CARE Network is and what it does?
So the CARE Network program is a program of Queen of the Valley Medical Center. We're part of St. Joseph Health, and we provide community-based care management services to adults and older adults in Napa County. Our program has been around for over 20 years, and it's a team-based approach. So each of the teams has a nurse care manager, social worker, and a community health worker. And what we do is we provide a lot of support to individuals that are maybe having a difficult time with managing their chronic diseases, or they're having a difficult time accessing benefits or resources in the community. We provide disease education, care coordination, medication adherence support. We also assist individuals who may need medical services that they're not being able to access for various reasons. And our services are free of cost. They are sponsored through St. Joseph Health Queen of the Valley Community Health Investment Department. So we're able to provide the services in someone's home or in our office, and they are completely free of cost to to our clients.
Okay. Before we continue talking, let's make a little microphone switch. And would you bring this one across? Forget about that one. You switch over to this one. And we're going to see if that sounds a little better, because something wasn't quite right there.
Okay.
We could hear you, but it wasn't as good as what needed to be.
All right.
Now it's much better. You sound
okay,
great.
Perfect.
Okay. And we won't go back and start over,
because
you did such a good job. So your job is to manage this program.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're a registered nurse.
I am. So I'm a registered nurse, and I've been with Queen of the Valley in the CARE Network program for a little over 15 years, but have been working in the Napa community for over 20, so in community health.
Very good. Yes. And how long has this exact program been around?
So we actually started CARE Network in the 90s, and it was initially focused on providing medical case management to individuals with HIV and AIDS and cancer. And that's the foundation of where we started, and then developed into general chronic illness case management and additional social service supports in around 2003 or four. Mm-hmm. So our program has been around over 20 years here in the community.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
All right. Salvador, you are responsible for the caseworkers. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Come a little closer to that mic for me.
Sure.
Tell me exactly what does your job involve, and how does that interface with the bigger mission of the CARE Network?
Yes. Barry, well, we have quite a few social workers in the CARE Network that work with a vulnerable population in Napa. My responsibility is to triage and work with some of the more complex cases, but also be of support to all the social services, social workers, and community health workers in our department.
Mm-hmm. How many people are you working with as social workers?
There is about nine social workers in the role, either MSW-level social workers or community health workers that take care of a lot of the social mm-hmm. service needs.
Mm-hmm. MSW being?
A master-level social workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So describe for us what, in an example, not an actual person's
sure.
case, but you know, what do the social workers do? How do they interact with those people out in the community?
Barry, we get referrals for various people in our community. And what we do, we develop biopsychosocials when we meet an older adult. We look at the entire picture from their medical needs to the psychosocial needs. We develop a care plan on every individual, focusing on things around basic needs, whether it's access to food, insurance, safety concerns, or refer us to other community partners. And we always develop a plan to assist individuals when they're at their most vulnerable a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. What's the age range we're talking about? You know, we say this word seniors.
Right.
And, you know, for some people that's 55. That's
correct.
When AARP starts sending you mail, right?
Correct.
Other places it's 62 or 65. And, of course, people live well into their 90s these days. So who is the population that you're working with?
We deal with people that are 55 and older. And, you know, there's different rules around what a senior is, around benefits and housing, things like that. Some folks are, like you said, are considered seniors after 55 for certain services, and some people are considered seniors 62 or Medicare age 65 sometimes. So there's a few definitions of what a senior age is out there.
And I know for our program, we serve adults also. So actually our services are for any age. We've even had children on services, which is more rare, but so we start providing services at any age. So as people transition into the services that are provided for older adults, we're able to transition with them. There's nothing that really changes. And our services are not lifelong. So generally we're involved, you know, 6 months to a year. There are some cases where we've been involved several years because of the individual may not have a strong support system. But really our services can begin at any age. And there's definitely a larger focus, I would say, over the last few years on the older adult population, as that older adult population is increasing in our valley.
Yeah. So, and, you know, you tend to need more care, right?
Yes.
As you get older, there's no way around that.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as a typical client in this situation? You know, we think about, as we get older, the same palette of diseases that start to affect us or conditions, and you know, and psychologically as well, the isolation of being older for a lot of people, being separated from families in some cases.
So I think in our older adult population, we do see people who may not have a strong support system. It may be that they're living here in the valley, family is not nearby. Or if they are nearby, maybe they're not able, they don't have the tools necessary to provide the support for that individual. So I would say usually the people that are referred to our program are often lacking basic needs, like Sal said. They don't have the right connections to either specialty care, primary care, resources, or benefits. And so when we meet them, we do a real holistic assessment of what their needs are to identify what are the barriers, what are the gaps, where can we step in and provide guidance, support, what other agencies can we work with to really wrap services around the individual. And that's something that we really like to do, is collaborate with other agencies that have certain specialties in that area. That we may, you know, we're really generalists. Like, we will come in and kind of take a look at the whole picture, identify needs, and then be able to provide them with that support to link them to those needs. But being walking alongside of them, you know, we do that initially. We may be helping, doing it for them. The goal is to eventually create a support system so that there's a bit more self-sufficiency or added care, added support to that individual that can assist them moving forward.
Yeah. Would you like to talk about some of the specific agencies that you partner with?
Sure, Barry. We work primarily with the Medi-Cal population. So there's a lot of services for older adults that are Medi-Cal. For example, we collaborate regularly with CSOA, Comprehensive Services for Older Adults. They have a variety of services for seniors there, including in-home support services. They provide caregiving for older adults in their home. They provide other services like access to adult day services here in Napa. So we connect individuals to a lot of our partners in town. Also, we do work closely with our older adult veterans, and we follow them from beginning to end, connecting them to services, whether that is medical services, pension compensation, or whatever they might need at the time. So like Alda said, we're our generalists. We look at the whole picture when we work with a senior and try to connect them with a lot of partners in town. And we look at also, there is a pattern in what we see. A lot of older adults, like Alda said, are isolated, lack of access to food, underinsured or uninsured. So we kind of put those things together for seniors while they're on our caseload. And when appropriate, we transition to higher level of care or to other agencies for when their, you know, their disease advances.
Yeah.
So make sure they get the care that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot of older residents locally are not aware of the services that are available, programs that they could apply to, and so on and so forth?
Absolutely. That's why it's pretty common for folks not to be aware of what's out there. For example, the Medicare population, it's a lot to Medicare. And people don't know that there is a lot of advocacy out there for seniors. We work with HICAP that comes to Napa out of the Santa Rosa office. Mm-hmm. They do a wonderful job in Medicare counseling. And our job as social workers is to make sure that all the follow-through is done. So that's just one example. And, you know, around advanced care planning for the caregivers of family, we do assist them, you know, complete those important things on in the life decisions. We have advanced healthcare directives or other conversations we have with caregivers.
Yeah, that's very holistic. You're really talking about the whole person and all of their needs.
Correct.
Huh? Absolutely. We'll come right back in a moment. We're talking with Ara Silva, who's the manager for the CARE Network, and Salvador Nunez is social worker supervisor for the CARE Network, and we're focused on the CARE Network in this week's Senior Moments program. Coming back with more right after this important message.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we are back on the Senior Moments program, which is brought to you in part by Queen of the Valley and by CAN-V. Today we're learning about the CARE Network, and we have Ara Silva, who's the manager, and Salvador Nunez, who's the social worker supervisor, here with us in studio to talk about it. Ara, you were saying during the break you have medical partners as well.
Yes, so we work very closely with our primary care providers here in Napa County. I just would like to mention Olay Health and our St. Joseph Medical Group as the two that I think we work with the closest, and we provide a lot of coordination of care, communication back and forth around the needs of our clients. We also work very closely with a program called Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging that maybe in a future broadcast they will be here presenting on their services, and they are focused really on the behavioral health needs and the needs of somebody that may be having some early signs of dementia, cognitive problems, and so that's a partner to us, and we're able to really provide additional support to our older adult population that may be needing those services. We also have one thing I wanted to add is in our CARE Network program, we partner with Mentis, and there's a full-time behavioral health therapist that works with our clients, and they're able to provide brief therapy, and this has been a longstanding partnership that we've had with Mentis since 2007. So we've had this integrated behavioral health piece to our program that really provides that additional support, and we have some spiritual care support too for, you know, especially our older adult population. I think that may be not sure if they want behavioral health services, but they need additional support, and so we have a spiritual health provider that's able to meet with them and see them in their home.
Yeah. What do you know? Do you have a metric on the percentage of the older clients who are alone? They're not living with family or with other people in some kind of arrangement?
You know, I think it's going to differ based on the population. I would say in our Spanish-speaking population, many of them do live with family, mm-hmm. and often are going from family to family. Mm-hmm. Remember, they may not have one location where they live at full time. I would say in our English-speaking population, a lot of them are living alone. Or maybe with a spouse that's also an older adult.
Yeah.
And so that's where we... you know, often are encountering individuals who may also be just alone and really marginally housed and maybe at a point of possibly losing their housing because their income doesn't increase. They have, you know, a very set income. And with our housing situation, it's definitely something that we encounter a lot. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's probably about half and half with the older adult population that we serve.
I'm really curious about to what degree the isolation factor exacerbates all of the problems that are there of getting older, physical problems and psychologically, because, you know, younger being around younger people affects the older person. You're more engaged, alive when you see children doing things and you see younger people, the things they're talking about. When you're alone with your thoughts and you're, you know, at an age where you have a lot of thoughts and a lot of past and so forth, it can really be unhealthy in a simplest way to say it, I guess. You see that happening, this isolation factor?
Absolutely, Barry. One of the things that we do very well, we see most of our contact with the older adults is in their homes. There's a lot of power to a home visit. Mm-hmm. We go there and few times we're the only visitors that will have contact with these older adults. So it is, we do see a lot of the isolation and the effect it has on them. For example, nobody really asks the correct questions to older adults. Nobody speaks to them about their needs. So often when we go out there, it's not a quick 20-minute visit. We're there for a while trying to connect and trying to see what's going on with this older adult. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we see, again, a lot of the same needs there. No social contact, so we talk about local services that they might be eligible for, like in adult day, there's a lot of social contact, a lot of support, or even as simple as Meals on Wheels, somebody to come and deliver food for them on a regular basis, have that social contact. And of course, you know, places like the senior center and other places like that, that is, we look at that as part of the plan for older adults that are isolated. We always keep that in the back of our mind.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about Medicare, and of course that's a federal program, sure. And the funding from that comes from the federal government. Where does the money come from to run this program?
Yeah. So as you know, we're part of Providence St. Joseph Health, and St. Joseph Health Legacy, which is what our hospitals are referred to in this region, has had a program in place where they have dedicated funding to provide services in the community. So every 3 years, we have a community health needs assessment, identify what the needs are for that community, and then we provide funding, we provide services that the hospital actually pays for. Each ministry pays for those services. And it's a certain percentage of our budget, our annual budget that's provided. And in addition to that, there's charity care. Mm-hmm. There's also a certain percentage that's set aside for individuals who are under 200% of the federal poverty level. So all of the services that we provide are funded through the health system, through the community health investment program. Been something that the sisters have had in place for many years, even before it was law for nonprofit hospitals to provide. They've had some very solid policies around what we're going to do in our community, and it's been something that's been part of our heritage and mission for many, many years.
And that doesn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
We've been talking about the CARE Network, and any final thoughts as we wrap up?
No, we just wanted to share our information. It may be online later on, that if there's any questions that come up after the show, you can call our community outreach department, and it's at 707-251-2000. 707-251-2000, and we have somebody that's our intake social worker that can, answer basic questions or determine whether somebody that's needing assistance can be assisted through our program or what other programs we may be able to connect them to.
All right. So. Very good. Aura Silva and Salvador Nunez from the CARE Network. And the excellent program here on our Senior Moment Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry.
This program, as mentioned, was developed by current leadership Napa Valley class, one of the practicum groups that has created this program as their practicum project. And we're certainly happy to have it as a regular feature Wednesdays on Wine Country Live.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.